Well, Mike, that was some retirement party the Packers threw for, and Green Bay threw for, Donald Driver yesterday. So I thought we would wrap it up with our final thoughts. And here's my final thought. I was getting a lot of questions, tons of questions from fans who wanted to know if Donald Driver could become an assistant coach for the Packers. They just wanted him to step out off the roster and into a coaching job, which we understand completely because he's such a popular player. People don't want him to leave. And here's my answer to that. Forget about it. It is not going to happen. And he was asked that question yesterday, and I think he made it perfectly clear that he doesn't want to spend 16 hours a day working, which is what coaches do during the season, maybe more, maybe longer. And he doesn't want to spend time away from his family. He wants to spend time with his family. And I'll give you one more reason why that isn't going to happen. It's because he'd have to take a pay cut. I mean, he talked yesterday about some big plans for his future.
Yeah.
He talked about teaming up with Katie Couric. You know, hey, Katie Couric, I mean, she makes what, twice as much as we do?
Maybe.
You know, so he's got, Donald Driver's got big plans for his future. He may be retiring from football, but I don't think he's going to be retiring from the limelight.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think he's definitely got plans in television. He's very charismatic, as we've seen on TV.
Yes.
I think he definitely has a future in that line of work. And my final thought is with regards to the future of the Packers wide receiver corps.
I was going to ask you about that. This team is now without Donald Driver for the first time since 1998. 99.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was his rookie year. So, I mean, he was on the roster in 99.
Right.
So, for the first time since 99, there won't be the name Donald Driver on the Packers roster. And we're inclined to believe that Greg Jennings is headed for free agency.
Yeah.
And there is still some uncertainty surrounding JerMichael Finley.
Yeah, with his high salary cap number, there's no guarantees at this point what's going to happen there.
And this is a team that loves to throw the football.
Yeah.
So where are we headed at wide receiver? We know who's left, or just receiving core period. We know that there is Randall Cobb and James Jones and Jordy Nelson. And then there are some young guys like Jarrett Boykin.
And Jeremy Ross.
Talk about it a little bit. Is this team set at receiver, especially wide receiver, or does it need to do some work at that position in the draft?
I don't think the Packers are necessarily set. I think the top three, certainly Nelson, Jones, and Cobb, in whatever order you want to put them, is as good a top three as there is. But we've seen the Packers. They like to go four wide. They like to go five wide. And maybe Boykin or Ross is going to step forward into a role like that. But it wouldn't surprise me at all to see the Packers invest something in the draft in another wide receiver to develop, just like they've developed those top three that we mentioned. The other thing that I think will be interesting to see is that with Driver gone and most likely Jennings gone, who's been here since 2006, who will be the guy to step forward and kind of be the leader of that group? They've always looked to Driver and to Jennings as the two leaders. James Jones has been here since 07. Jordy Nelson came in 08. Those are the guys who have been here the longest. Randall Cobb maybe is the guy who's going to emerge as the number one receiver next year. So let's see where this goes in terms of the leadership and who steps forward to lead the group.
One more thought. Now we know why the Packers kept six wide receivers, right? This position was going, I think they knew that this position was going to go through some reshaping.
Yeah.
And it begins now.